A broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll preview the 36th annual San Diego Jazz Party, February 21st through 23rd. But first, La Jolla Playhouse is presenting Three Summers of Lincoln, a world premiere musical inspired by one of the most consequential friendships in American history between Abraham Lincoln and abolitionist Frederick Douglass. Their three meetings during the Civil War would help President Lincoln cement a vision of the future that would end slavery, the Civil War, and preserve the Union. From the Tony-winning team of Joe DiPietro and Christopher Ashley, creators of the Playhouse bred Memphis, Diana, and Babbitt, Three Summers of Lincoln features an epic original score blending gospel, rhythm and blues, and powerhouse anthems. The show runs February 18th through March 30th at the Playhouse's Mandel Weiss Theater, and joining me is its director and La Jolla Playhouse Rich Family Artistic Director, Christopher Ashley. Chris, what an exciting time to have you back on Inside Art.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, Chris, here we are at a very defining period in our nation's history with a Civil War era story that feels more current than ever.
It definitely is. We've been working on this show for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. So we've been developing it in all kinds of different administrations and different political moments. But there's no question that we're telling a story about politics and leadership in very turbulent times, not unlike our own.
So what did you and Joe want to focus on in these epic meetings that happened between Lincoln and Douglass?
Yeah, so we definitely made a conscious decision to kind of narrow the focus. There's incredible amounts of ink spilled about Abraham Lincoln. I think somebody did a count and said that he's the second most written about person after Jesus. you definitely have to kind of like figure out, okay, which part of the enormous history of Lincoln, the Civil War, emancipation, are we going to bite off? So we really focused on three summers between 1862, 63, and 64. And as your intro mentioned, the friendship between Lincoln and Douglass, which started very confrontationally. They were really not enjoying each other. To Frederick Douglass's Lincoln was not a committed enough abolitionist and moving too slowly. You know, he was a lawyer and he really cared about doing everything completely legally and building coalitions to change opinion. And Douglass was more of a firebrand. So these two people really impacted each other and together kind of got us to emancipation and through the Civil War.
It used to be back in that era during the Civil War that you could walk in off the street and request a meeting with the president right then and there if they were available, which is exactly what Frederick Douglass did.
It's true, although he was also actually the first black leader to walk into the White House. That was a complete new idea that, you know, a black American leader could walk in and have a conversation with the president inside the White House. He was the first.
Yet they developed this friendship, this actual bond that's interesting to express through music and dance and the art of theater.
They really did. And they were two extraordinarily educated men who expressed themselves so forcefully in language and in writing. And I really think it was partly the conversations with Douglass that helped Abraham Lincoln stiffen his spine and figure out how to be bold enough to actually get us to emancipation. It was a tremendously consequential friendship.
So you have two of these two main characters. And then how is that supported with the other characters that are part of this story?
So Mary Todd Lincoln is also a character, and also she had a very strong friendship with a woman named Elizabeth Keckley, who was a very successful dressmaker of the moment, made all of Mary's dresses, a black woman who also founded one of the camps for escaped slaves to kind of land at in the North. So very influential figure as well. And also Lincoln's butler, William Slade, is a major character, as well as a full ensemble that plays cabinet members, soldiers throughout, medical personnel. There's also one aspect of this that I find tremendously interesting, which is the telegraph was brand new technology in the 1860s, and Lincoln was fascinated by it because it gave him instantaneous information, right? Before then, information would come from the battlefront, you know, by pony, and, you know, would be hours, days, weeks behind. So the president really couldn't, as commander-in-chief, exert very much moment-by-moment control over the battles. But now he had instantaneous information, and it drove his main general at the beginning of the war, McClellan, crazy that the president was up in his grill at all times and really micromanaging the war.
Oh, fascinating.
In our production, the telegraph is also represented because it's sort of dits and dahs and kind of Morse code. It's represented by it in the first act, one tap dancer, and in the second act by two tap dancers. So the sound of the telegraph is also in the music and in the dance.
Tell me about the choreography then and the music that goes along with this.
Yeah, so we have two choreographers, Daniel Watts and John Rua. Daniel is also co-lyricist, so he's wearing a variety of different hats. Yeah, and it's very much, it's very muscular. It very much dramatizes Crystal Monet Hall's extraordinary score. And in every department, this production really explores the 1860s, but through a modern lens. So the dance is a kind of a mashup of contemporary and period movement.
And includes a lot of, gospel, rhythm and blues, other types of music that are more contemporary, right?
Absolutely true, yes. And I think this is actually Crystal's first musical as composer, but she has a long history of both on stage as an actor, but also musical direction and vocal arrangement. So it's exciting to see a brand new musical voice come into focus. And I think people are going to be really excited about her score.
We're talking with Artistic Director of La Jolla Playhouse, Christopher Ashley, who's the director of the world premiere musical Three Summers of Lincoln, which opens on February 18th. Tell us a little bit about your leads here, playing Lincoln and Douglas.
Yeah, so Lincoln is played by Ivan Hernandez, who you would know from amazing career on stage and on screen. For hardcore La Jolla Playhouse historians, you may remember him from his performance as Dr. Zhivago in our Dr. Zhivago in the early 2000s. Amazing voice. Really has kind of gravitas and makes the journey from a careful, lawyerly, brand new to politics and to the presidency, a man who becomes truly bold and really turns himself into an activist.
And you're Frederick Douglass.
And our Frederick Douglass is Quentin Darrington, who I first worked with on the Memphis tour. We're in the middle of teching the show right now, and we just sort of saw him in his full Frederick Douglass glory with the costumes and the wigs, and it's kind of extraordinary how much he's embodying Douglass. He has an incredibly powerful stage performance, an amazing center of gravity, and one of the strongest and most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
Now, is this the sixth show you've done with Joe DiPietro in particular, this partnership you have with him?
I want to say sixth at the Playhouse and eighth overall.
Okay. Well, what is that? What makes it possible for you guys to have such a great relationship together for these productions?
Well, I have immense admiration for Joe and his storytelling abilities. He also, as a writer, he always bites off something he's never tried before. So if you're kind of in a long-term collaboration with him, you're going into unknown territory all of the time, which is my favorite thing. Like if you show by show, each one of them is so distinct and individual and unto themselves. I also just trust the guy a lot, and we really have a shorthand.
Well, that's evident in all the productions you've done at La Jolla Playhouse. This is your final season as artistic director. You'll be moving on to the Roundabout Theater Company in New York at the beginning of 2026. And I, for one, I just am so grateful for all the work you've done for our community in theater here. Before you go, though, you've got.
Can I just throw out one thought I have about how much I'm going to kind of glory and celebrate and make sure I enjoy every moment of my last year here. I think the San Diego theater community is extraordinary, and I think at every size of theater, from the smallest startups to the really long time larger theaters, the energy here, the creativity, the innovation, and the boldness of the theater community, I've been so grateful to be a part of for almost two decades, and I will really miss it.
And you've really built upon it, I must say, just to
thank you for
reiterate that.
That
thought, sure. But before you go, though, you've got two more musicals as part of the next season that you're working on, both big projects. One that's fascinating, starting in August, The Heart. Tell us about this piece, if you can.
Yeah, so this will be a world premiere of that musical as well. And it chronicles 24 hours in the life of a heart. The show starts with, set in San Diego, the show starts with a young surfer, a young man who's getting up at dawn to surf. And on the way home from that, he has a car accident and ends up in an unrecoverable coma. So the show is basically the story of his heart from the time of his accident until it's transplanted into a recipient who's going to go on and have more life because of it. And it's all of his family who's kind of grappling with what's happened and making the decision for him to become a donor, the family of the person who's getting the heart, and all the medical personnel at San Diego hospitals who make that transfer possible. I had, before I started working this, I knew very little about the whole ecosystem of organ transplant. It's really fascinating how it works. It's very emotional. And the show is all kind of electronica music. So it's set sometimes using the sounds of hospitals, all of the kind of electronic sounds that you would find in an operating room or an ICU. And also the young man's girlfriend is a DJ. So it also happens in clubs where the beats per minute in club music is roughly twice the beats per minute of a human heart. So the sort of sounds of a heart and a club and a hospital and waves all kind of interweave in the score.
Oh, looking forward to that. And then your final production with the theater in this iteration will be Working Girl, the adaptation of the 1988 film with Cyndi Lauper herself creating the score.
Exactly right. It's a score by Cyndi Lauper and a book by Teresa Rebeck. This will be the very first production of this new musical. And it's been really, really interesting to tell that story kind of which was bouncing off of this movie from the 1980s and set in the 80s, the musical. But it really makes you think about, wow, look at all of the things that have changed since the 80s in terms of what's possible for working women. And look at all of the things that haven't changed. Like, you're sort of really aware of both, right? The many, many ways in which we've evolved and the many ways in which we're still in many of the same issues and problems and glass ceilings and closed doors.
So that will be coming at in the fall of 2025, Working Girl. But first, though, we've got Three Summers of Lincoln, directed by Tony-winning director Christopher Ashley, who's been my guest on Inside Art. Thanks for joining us for a few moments, and all the best as this production goes forward.
It's been great to talk to you.
The world premiere musical Three Summers of Lincoln runs February 18th through March 30th at La Jolla Playhouse's Mandelweis Theater. You can purchase tickets and learn more at lajollaplayhouse.org. Coming up, we'll preview the 36th edition of the San Diego Jazz Party, a three-day weekend celebrating classic mainstream jazz and the Great American Songbook. That's next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.